Prescription costs continue to be a hot topic for the healthcare industry and the impact that it's making on communities throughout this country, and also the government funding, Medicaid, Medicare Part D, and so forth. My name is Todd Uriam, the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and I'm excited today to welcome back a team of pharmacists, pharmacy owners, technologists to a conversation that is sponsored by Micro Merchant Systems and SureScripts, which is taking two technology companies, power companies, and placing them together on today's podcast. Stay tuned for another episode of the Pharmacy Podcast Nation.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
The cost of prescriptions and the need for prior authorizations can delay patients getting their medications, and it really stands in the way of medication adherence, a $300 billion problem that we're all tasked with in the pharmacy industry. This is a topic that impacts every single one of us. I think of my dad that lives down in Sebastian, Florida, and how he goes to a local community pharmacy down there and really wants to understand why his cost change ongoing. And it's really also an important safety issue, a patient safety issue, because there are patients out there who have to decide, am I going to pay for food or medication? And how that affects their health is paramount in order to continue to help them, since there's prohibitive costs that contribute to prescription abandonment. So when I think of this, and I've been a pharmacy fan since 2004, and I think, so what is the healthcare industry doing to address this issue? And how can we make it so that someone doesn't experience sticker shock when they're at the pharmacy? And by the way, when they're looking at these sticker shocks, they're looking at the technician, the person checking them out, or the pharmacist themselves with disdain and upsetness. And they're standing there at the counter when everybody's standing in line and really wondering what actually is going on. We all know that it's not that pharmacist's fault. It's not that independent pharmacist's fault. It's not the community or the long-term care pharmacy issues. It's the system behind the scenes. We can't expect our patients, we can't expect our community to understand what that system is. Well, we all know what it is. And I think technology and I think partnerships are key to really making this more value-based than prescription-based. Ultimately, how can a pharmacist help to ensure that patients are getting the right medication at the right time, at the right cost? Answer those questions today. We have Micro Merchant Systems back as our special guest. I also want to introduce Heather Martin, has been a technology leader in the space of our pharmacy marketplace for some time. Heather's director of pharmacy sales in major accounts at SureScripts, and Heather will be discussing how SureScripts' real-time prescription benefit solutions empowers pharmacies with patient-specific data direct from their benefit plan. And our other guest is a pharmacy operator and owner, Priyak Patel from Felicity Pharmacy, will be sharing real-time prescription benefit success stories with the PrimeRx pharmacy management system from the Micro Merchants team. I'm excited about this conversation. First, I would like to welcome back Dr. Brian Courtney. He is Chief Revenue Officer at Micro Merchant Systems. Brian, how have you been doing?
Doing well, Todd. Thank you for having us back again. Really excited to talk about some new technology functionality that we've got within the PrimeRx pharmacy management software.
Brian, for listeners, we're going to have the two other episodes that Micro Merchants did in the show notes, and those have done extremely well. And we've had a lot of Twitter interaction as well as LinkedIn interaction from those topics. So I can't wait to dig into this topic with SureScripts.
Yes, me as well. I think that Heather and Priyank are going to give us some really good information that's going to change the way pharmacists look at how we process prescriptions in this country.
So first of all, Brian, explain to us how what we're calling real-time prescription benefit check interface that interface in of itself, how does that work within PrimeRx, the pharmacy software system? And what are the easy steps to complete and what how to make it as easy as possible with regards to a benefit check?
Yeah, so real-time prescription benefits is a new service provided to PrimeRx pharmacy management system customers that's going to allow them to receive their electronic prescriptions as they normally would. I think now we're up to about 80% of all the prescriptions in the United States are transmitted from the provider to the pharmacy electronically through SureScripts technology. But with real-time benefit check capabilities, we're now able to do a lot of intervention to really clean these prescriptions to improve first fill compliance, reduce abandonment, and a lot of the soft costs that are associated with the complexities around trying to process prescriptions and then deal with the adjudication process at the cash register with patients. So what real-time benefit checks does is when a provider sends their prescription through SureScripts to the pharmacy with the patient information and the drug information, we now are able to receive information from the patient's provider as well. And when that prescription comes in, it allows the pharmacy the ability to make several interactions at the front end of the prescription processing process. First, when they see the prescription come through, they can see that there's different fill opportunities, whether it's a 30-day fill, a 90-day fill, or a 45-day fill, and they can check one of those different opportunities in their PrimeRx pharmacy management software that fits the patient's needs. With that, we'll also get up to 5 therapeutic alternatives that are provided by the provider based on the drug categories that the provider wants the pharmacy to consider. In a lot of cases, these are going to be the products that are going to be less expensive. They're part of their formulary and allow us the opportunity to be able to intervene now on the patient's behalf for the most economically viable product for that particular patient. So within your PrimeRx pharmacy management system, when you see this information, you'll be able to make a couple interactions. One is you'll be able to see the copays that the patient has. Two is you'll be able to see whether there's a prior authorization that's required or not. And you'll be able to now communicate electronically with the patient and the provider to be able to send through that prior authorization request or to make a change request that will be communicated back to that physician so that you can make those interactions with the pharmacy. I really think this is going to change the way pharmacists interact with the prescriptions that come into the pharmacy, and really excited about the efficiencies and the first fill compliance that this is going to help to drive with the payers and the patients.
That makes sense. Several years back, I want to say this is probably 2009 at a national conference. It might have been the NCPA or the ASCP. I'm not quite sure. I met a woman that I was standing in the booth with, and I was watching her talk to some people, and there was kind of a crowd around her, and I knew her from LinkedIn and linking up with her. Welcome, Heather Martin, and thank you for being our special guest.
Well, thank you. I am really excited to be here today and appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners. Love the podcast network. I think that it brings a lot of value to pharmacy. I mean, just staying informed of all of the changes and all of the opportunities in pharmacy today is extraordinarily important, and you're doing a great service by having this medium available.
Thank you so much, Heather. And it's really all about the patients and what pharmacists can do and leveraging technology. And before pharmacists had access to real-time prescription benefit, what did their daily workflow look like?
Well, as it relates to pricing questions, Todd, I would say that the pharmacist's daily workflow was broken. Pharmacy was really forced to operate in the dark, if you will, until a prescription was adjudicated with the payer. So this meant that if a customer came in and said, "How much is my prescription going to cost me?" the pharmacy actually had to adjudicate that prescription through their software system, through the switch, pay a fee, and then get that price returned to them from that patient's benefit manager. So now that you have that information, hopefully it's a price that the patient can tolerate. But if it's not, or if it's a prior authorization, you might have had to stop in the process. The patient now might be asking the pharmacy, well, what are my alternatives? And at that point, you really need the knowledge of the pharmacist to look at what was originally prescribed, why it was prescribed, and start to understand what therapeutic equivalents exist. And then there's no way for pharmacy in the past to understand of those therapeutic equivalents, what might be on this patient's formulary and what might be at a lower cost. And so in order to find this information, pharmacy was forced to send what I would call a test claim, a full, it's an adjudication, but it's not to fill a prescription. It is just to find out the cost of that one particular drug. And if that drug didn't happen to be on formulary or at a lower cost, then they reverse that and they try another and hopefully reverse that test claim until they land on one. And then they have to reverse that claim or they have adjudicated and created an accounts receivable for something that may not be filled. Because at that point, pharmacy had to stop and make a phone call or somehow contact the physician and ask if that prescription could then be updated. So it was not an elegant process. And it's one that, besides being inefficient, CMS actually tracks pharmacies that send an inordinate amount of test claims, and they put them in a high-risk category. And so it really was an imperfect system. And I think too often, if a pharmacist was busy, the technician might turn to a patient and say, well, this is the cost. What do you want to do? You might need to call your doctor or call your insurance provider and let us know. Imagine being the patient or a caregiver to that patient, and now you're leaving the pharmacy without a prescription. You're struggling to get a hold of a doctor again, or you're waiting on hold with an insurance company, and you may not even know the right questions to ask. It would be very frustrating. And in the very least, therapy's been delayed. And in the very worst, as you've mentioned, therapy's been abandoned.
That's crazy to think of, but that happens every day. And think of how many patients that started on a therapy, they got stabilized, they went to primary care, or they were in the hospital. They've been stabilized. They go out. They're told to follow this prescription, and about 3 weeks later, it dumps off. They start taking it. The price was too high, and now they falter and they move back. And they could even be go through some kind of emergency, go back into the hospital. How does this real-time prescription benefit? How does this impact the new workflow? If you saw. As someone that's helping to kind of design better processes, Heather, how can their workflow change with this tool?
Well, thank you for asking that question, because I know my last answer was really wordy, and this one is a lot shorter. It not only eliminates the need for all of these steps, it fundamentally changes the interaction that pharmacy can have with their patients. And I really want us to focus on that for a minute. So you take the scenario where a patient is price sensitive and they inquire at the pharmacy counter, how much is this going to cost? As Brian mentioned previously, pre-adjudication, a pharmacy staff member can answer that question for the patient, which they haven't been able to do in the past. And if pre-adjudication, pre-going through workflow, you can identify that there's a prior authorization required or there's a cost issue, the pharmacy is going to immediately, by running this transaction, understand the cost and status of up to 5 therapeutic formulary alternatives. Think of the empowerment that provides the pharmacy and the patient and the stress that it takes out of that interaction. And so now, if an alternative therapy is desired by the patient, pharmacy can leverage the R-Exchange message, which is part of the NCPDP standard. They can communicate electronically back to the prescriber and say, cost is an issue. Here's a therapeutic alternative. Can we dispense? It just really makes it a lot easier on all stakeholders in that process. And I think most importantly, easier on the patient.
Heather, I think of the word transparency when you're talking to me and how patients feel a trust with their pharmacist more so than other healthcare providers based on communication and transparency. And I'm thinking, you know, why does the pharmacy even need this information? I would think that the prescriber would talk about the cost with the patient. So why is that?
That's a great question and observation, Todd. This really is a tremendous tool, and it does belong in pharmacy. InsureScripts is very excited that MicroMerchant is one of the early adopters of this technology and have fully integrated this solution into the PrimeRx platform. When InsureScripts first launched real-time prescription benefit over 3 years ago, we did have this aimed at prescribers, and it has been our fastest network build to date. Pharmacy might eclipse that. We'll have to wait and see. But the market has definitely realized that there is value in informing decisions at the point of care. And while prescribers have had this ability to discuss pricing with their patients, we know that many prescribers have not changed the way they interact with their patients, and they underutilize a tool. And that might be time constraints, it might be habits, it might be a lot of reasons, right? But what it really culminates in is 16% of the prescriptions that reach pharmacy today either require a prior authorization or are at significant risk of abandonment due to cost. So prescriptions that cost a patient $50 or more are at a much higher likelihood to be abandoned. For every $10 increment, there's an exponential risk for prescription abandonment by the patient. So when you think about someone being prescribed a medication for maybe a chronic condition like high cholesterol, that's not something you feel. You don't feel sick. You've just been told that you need this medication, but you don't feel sick. And now you go to the pharmacy and you find out that the medication that your doctor chose is going to cost $120 a month. Not many people are going to be able to tolerate that. And they may walk away thinking, I feel fine. I'll just put this off. And as you mentioned before, that's dangerous for patients. And it costs the American healthcare system up to $300 billion annually. So it's absolutely time that pharmacy is armed with this information and they can best serve their patients by intervening very early and saying, let me see if there's an alternative. I see there is a option here that could be $25 a month. Does that work for you? Yes, let me work with your physician and see if we can get that changed.
You know, one of my most favorite quotes comes from what's known as the Peter Parker principle. And it says, with great power, there must also be great responsibility. And I think of the pharmacists themselves and the pharmacy owners themselves who are out there protecting their community and their patients. I want to welcome our special guest, Dr. Priyank Patel, to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. Welcome, Priyank.
Thank you, Todd, for the introduction, and thank you, everyone, for giving me this opportunity to speak on this podcast. So two of the biggest challenges we as retail pharmacists face is patient compliance and getting prescriptions out in a timely manner. The real-time prescription benefits addresses both of these issues. It basically cuts our time in half in determining insurance formularies and insurance coverage information before we even begin the adjudication process. The second challenge is addressed by letting us pharmacists determine the most cost-effective medication for the patient, which ultimately leads to increased patient compliance. One of the biggest examples of this was one of my good patients that was coming into the pharmacy for over 5 years now, was sporadically taking her Eliquis prescription. So when I asked her why, she told me she couldn't afford paying the $60 a month for her 30-day supply. With real-time prescription benefits, I was able to get her a 90-day supply for $120. Basically, we were able to give her 1 month free with the simple click of a button with real-time benefit prescriptions. After this encounter, this patient was, you know, we saw that the patient was regularly picking up her medications every 90 days, which led to instant compliance.
You know, Priyank, when I think of the stress that you're under as a pharmacy operator and owner, and how patients come to you with a myriad of issues, pricing being one of those major issues and keeping them adherent with medications, I think of other ways that community pharmacy is helping. So are there any other ways that you're leveraging technology to look out for your patients?
Yes, technology's become like a huge part of pharmacy, especially like as us millennials, you know, we're always on our phone, always trying to find the easiest, quickest way to get a delivery or easiest, quickest way to, you know, make things efficient. When it comes to technology, we've created several different ways of being able to get our patients their medications quickly and effectively, especially with this real-time benefits tool. You know, it cuts our time in half when it comes to figuring out formularies, figuring out what's covered in the patient's plan. We've used it to create other forms online as well. We've created other forms online as well when it comes to vaccine screening forms. Usually patients would come into the pharmacy and they would have to fill out this huge patient, form, which would take them like 10, 15 minutes to just come into the pharmacy and write this by hand. Instead of doing that, we created these online forms where the patients can go online, click the button, and fill it out before they even come in, and cuts their time in half in that sense as well.
You know, when I'm listening to Priyank, Brian, I think of how Micro Merchant's entire existence is to empower the pharmacy operator to do more with technology and being able to enhance the relationship between them and their patient in order to make things fluid so that we don't run into adherence issues. What other ways is Micro Merchant working with SureScripts?
We're doing a lot of pilot programs with SureScripts and other vendors as well to constantly kind of see around the corner with these types of new technologies that are available out there.
Priyank, you're the pharmacy operator, so this must make sense to your business. It must actually, it's got to pull value in order to resonate for patient benefits. So how do you see this benefiting, obviously, your pharmacy operation, but more importantly, the patient?
Well, the biggest thing I could say that we've seen is a decline in our return to stock prescriptions. We've seen at least a 15% decrease in the number of prescriptions we return to stock. This is due to the fact that patients are being more compliant with their medications because we're able to figure out what medications are on their formulary, what medications are covered before they even come into the pharmacy, versus how it was before, where they would come into the pharmacy, we would tell them that their prescription is not covered. We've got to call their doctor to get coverage information, figure out which medication's coverage. They would go home and forget about it and never come back to the pharmacy to pick up the medication that they were supposed to be prescribed or were supposed to be taking. So automatically, we've seen a 15% decrease in our return to stock prescriptions, which translated into a 15% increase in patient compliance. We've seen an increase in our star ratings. We went from being around a four-star pharmacy to being a 4.5, five-star pharmacy when it came to our star ratings. So overall, the most important thing as a pharmacist is patient compliance. You want to make sure your patients are being compliant in the medication. You want to make sure that they're getting the medications that they need, and making sure that, you know, they're leading to ultimately better health outcomes, which comes from patient compliance.
Brian, I have really enjoyed this conversation with you and Heather and Priyank. Can you kind of give us a overview summary of the most important parts and points of today's conversation?
Yeah, Todd, when you look at this new service, which is the real-time benefit management through SureScripts integration with the PrimeRx pharmacy management software, there's really five key things to take away. One is at the front of the prescription filling process, you're going to get the fill quantity options. You'll be able to make those indications and adjustments right at the top of the prescription filling process. The second big feature that real-time benefit gives our pharmacy operators and their patients is the ability to really have a positive impact in the out-of-pocket expenses for the patients. By having the five therapeutic alternatives that we can select from when we see the profile pop up on the screen, we're really going to be able to pick the most economical product to send the change request to for the physicians. The third is really that prior authorization requirement. Managing prior authorizations is a big, almost want to say a burden for the pharmacies, but it's a process step that we have to complete that's complex. And being able to communicate those prior authorizations or adjust the medication to a medication that doesn't have a prior authorization is really going to help us to improve the efficiency of that first fill and prescription filling process. And really the final step is just that patient-specific benefit information. Being able to get the formulary information up front, I think, is really going to revolutionize how pharmacies fill and have a positive impact in the quality of life for patients, because they know that we're there on the front end intervening, and they're not getting stuck with those really expensive prescriptions that the doctor may wrote for just because that's what they go to out of their mind when they're filling the prescriptions out at the doctor's office. So really some really great benefits there that I think are going to really help us change pharmacy for the better.
Heather, I wanted to thank you for participating in this conversation and just kind of give you the last word here from SureScript's perspective. There's pharmacy operators and owners listening right now. Give us some tips in what we can do next, either to engage with SureScripts or learn more about this this special function.
Sure. Well, thank you, Todd. I think first and foremost for the PrimeRx customers out there, this solution is available to you in the PrimeRx software platform. So please contact MicroMerchant and ask how you can gain access to it. As I think about the future, this solution is only going to become more powerful. Today, we have about 60% of the PBMs providing the data that fuels this transaction at pharmacy. We expect that to continue to grow, meaning every time this transaction is run at pharmacy, you will see an increased response rate. We think that that's very positive. It's very gratifying to hear that at this early stage in our network build for pharmacy, Priyank is sharing that there's already been a 15% reduction in restocks. There's been a 15% increase in compliance. Patients are remaining healthier and pharmacies remaining healthier because we know that those five-star ratings are impacted by this, and those DIR fees are associated with that. And so when we kind of step back and look at what are the key performance measurements, those are the sorts of data points that we're in the process of gathering to understand how we continue to change the conversation at pharmacy, change the conversation with patients, make sure that patients are able to remain healthier, and that we have a solution that fits into pharmacy being able to deliver additional value. Think of the time savings that this is creating. So not only have we shifted the conversation with a patient in that one interaction, that patient and pharmacist now have time for a vaccination. They now have time for a conversation about maybe another medication that's been prescribed. There's now the ability for the pharmacy to go back and interact differently with their local health system and talk about how they can partner together for continuity of care of their patients. So I think it's critically important that we continue to see pharmacy taking advantage of these tools and that patients continue to receive the benefit.
Thank you so much, Heather. I want to thank Priyank Patel from Felicity Pharmacy for participating. Priyank, you're the one out there actually working with these technologies and how it impacts your patient. I thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you once again for having me on this podcast as well, Todd.
Dr. Brian Courtney, you're becoming a regular on here, and I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for guiding us through this conversation about real-time prescription benefits with SureScripts.
Yeah, Todd, thank you for the opportunity to share some new functionality out there that we're really excited to bring to the pharmacy community.
And Heather Martin, it's been too long. Let's not wait another 3 to 5 years to get together. Let's plan to do this again. I really enjoyed the conversation today with you.
Likewise. Thank you all.
You were listening to a special podcast series brought to you by Micro Merchants. We were talking about how they're offering the real-time prescription benefit by SureScripts. And as always, I thank you, listeners, for your pharmacy work and what you're doing for communities and saving lives. And I thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.